So what happened with this gentleman?
Well, the information that we have both from him and from family members is that he was working on his snowblower in the garage, kind of preparing it for the winter months, and was filling what we believe to be the snowblower gas tank at the same time he was smoking a cigarette. So investigators believe that the fumes from the fuel caught fire, which caught his clothes on fire and then critically injured him. That's kind of the information that we have at this point, but unfortunately, he did not survive his injury.
So in general, it's never recommended that you smoke when you're doing any kind of work around any kind of ignitable fumes.
Well, yeah, for sure. That was that would be the point we'd want to reiterate here. Of course, you know, our thoughts are with the family. They've suffered a great loss with the loss of this gentleman last night. But, of course, you know, anytime that you're working around a combustible material such as gasoline, you know, we don't want you to have any kind of heat source around that. No cigarettes, no candles, no heating elements or anything like that. And you know, it's just unfortunate that he lost his life, you know, last night. So, you know, want everybody to stay safe with all the cold weather that's coming. We had a lot of fires overnight with people trying to stay warm using, you know, wood-burning fireplaces and a variety of heating methods. We've had a couple of fires with squatters, and we just, you know, hope that everybody pays attention to, you know, the combustibles that are in their home, what they're doing, and we want everybody to stay warm, but the weather is getting cold, so we need everybody to take steps now to prepare.
Yeah, maybe one thing to remind people about, too, is space heaters, because so many people use those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we will have a lot of people that will be using space heaters, and it's a perfect opportunity to check the space heater that you currently have, make sure that the cord is not frayed, make sure that the room that you're going to use it in is clear of combustibles, meaning clothes laying on the floor, bedding, furniture, all of that, the curtains. Make sure that the space heater has a clear 3-foot perimeter around it before you start using it. Again, make sure that you plug the space heater directly into the wall, and also turn it off before you go to bed. Don't leave it unattended while you're sleeping. Use the space heater, heat the room up, turn it off, unplug it, and then go to bed. Shut the door, and then that will heat that'll keep the heat in the room. But again, you know, there's all kinds of you know, fire safety tips that we're going to be pushing out in the next couple of days, hoping that everybody takes precautions and tries to find themselves safe heating methods in their own home, one of which is blankets and you know, and just making sure that your furnace and your fireplace and all of that stuff is serviced now before the weather hits really hard.
Yeah.